I know his mother came from Cleveland. His father came from Oklahoma. They met here in Knoxville.
Now, have you traveled much?
Well, a little. I've stayed in Detroit for 2 years. I've been to Atlanta, all the close towns around.
How about you? When were you in Detroit?
From the time I was from the time I was 19 until I was 20, 22 almost.
Now, how did you happen to do that?
I was having family troubles, and I wanted to just get away. And if I had stayed here, well, my mother and them didn't believe in separations and divorces. And I had an uncle there, and I asked if I could come, and he said yes. And I didn't tell anybody. I just went. I got his permission.
Now, that was in...
let me see.
Well, that was about 21 years ago, 20 years ago, 1950s.
Yeah.
Where did you live in Detroit?
I lived on...
You know what that neighborhood was called, generally, around there?
No, but it was... When I was living there, it was kind of a mixed neighborhood because it was mostly Jewish on that side, and they were moving out, and the Negroes were moving in.
Now, and what is this community now? Is that near? You said an east?
No, it's one. Well, it's like what they call in Park City. It's between Park City and Burlington.
Between Park City and Burlington.
Yes. Because you don't know where one takes up another, leaves off another one takes up.
And this county is
Knox.
State?
Tennessee.
And the date today, huh?
The 29th.
Okay. Now, let me just start with some of these. How would you describe the weather today?
Lovely. Beautiful day. I like it.
How would you describe a day like yesterday?
Dull and dreary.
Okay. And if something happened, you said today was the 29th of March, 1972. If something happened on the 29th of March, 1971, you say that happened just...
A year ago.
Okay. And if a little child is this many, you'd say he is...
Three.
3 years
old.
Okay. And if it's... The weather has been, these are just some odds and ends I like to get out of the way. Of course, there's a little continuity to the interview usually, but these are just some odds and ends. If the weather's been fairly nice and then suddenly it starts to get cloudy and so forth, you might say the weather is...
rainy again, it's going to be dreary.
Okay. Would you ever use anything like breaking or gathering or changing or threatening?
Sometimes when I would say I'd be glad when the weather changed. So that'll get warm instead of being cool one day and hot the next, and then cold at night, and you dress at cool in the mornings, and then you dress and late in the day you're too warm, you know, and make you too uncomfortable.
Right. And the big white things up in the sky? Or
the clouds.
And on a day, if it's been cloudy, very cloudy, and then you look up and you see a little patch of blue up in the sky, you might say, I think it's going to
clear up.